Honestly, this was probably one of the most delightful excursions that I've taken in a while. On a random Sunday evening in mid-April, I scheduled a tour online for a safari ride at the Wild Georgia Safari Park. I learned that we even had such an attraction from attending a Georgia Southern Big Cafe meeting presentation on Tuesday, April 11. I was the journalist who covered Jake Mosley's story of expanding and promoting his family's local safari park. The Wild Georgia Safari Park is an attraction located at 26127 Ga 57 in Metter, Ga. Now, I don't know what possessed me to make that midweek choice when I was planning my week ahead on that Sunday evening. Namely because that Wednesday was already packed like a can of sardines for me work-wise. However, I wanted to invite some animal fun and leisure into my life that afternoon. And frankly, it's been one of the best decisions that I've made all year long. Now, animals are therapeutic. They have no concept of the systemic structures, busy schedules, and life issues that consume our days here in the human world. I felt this sentiment quite quickly as I pulled into the Mosley family Chevron gas station to park my car. The station sits adjacent to the Wild Georgia Safari Park. I walked into the gas station, purchased my petting zoo feed and safari ride fare, and was on my merry mammal way into the local jungle of my dreams. The entire experience was so beautifully casual that it was almost jarring. What a change from the busy work week in Statesboro. In the petting zoo itself, I walked up with the feed in my hand, and with each step I took closer to the animals, was an equal step they took towards me. They saw the food in my hands and knew exactly what time it was. Now, I have never had a llama eat food directly out of my hand before. So, between me and the llama, you can probably imagine who was experiencing more inner terror. However, with the petting zoo animals being so gentle and tame, they let me take my time in reaching my hand out to feed them. And I must say that, after you get over the initial jolt of feeding a 6-foot llama or emu, all you want to do for the next 15 minutes is keep feeding them. They are truly endearing and undeniably delightful. All hail the llamas, goats, and emus. Once Jake showed up with the safari bus, he whisked me, alongside a savannah family of four, away on the bus to see the more of his exotic safari animals. We saw the kangaroos first and they were burrowing away from the sun. We also saw the bison, monkeys, zebras, and donkeys. We also saw camels, which were huge by the way, African and Indian cows, warthogs, and Brazilian capybaras. We also saw Fred the ostrich. Fred was cool. Fred was chill. Fred was the bomb. Fred was man of few words. But Fred made an impact on the five lives on that safari bus more than he'll ever know. We actually love ostriches now because of Fred. And not to jump the gun or sound insane. But we'll be nominating Fred for president for the next presidential election. We think it's the right thing to do. And with each stop we made, we had the chance to feed those safari animals with the pellets we purchased from the gas station. I honestly can't emphasize enough how incredible the entire safari ride experience was. Do you know how many cool points you earn by simply telling your friends that you fed an African, Middle Eastern desert camel from your hand on a random Wednesday afternoon in Metter, Ga? Completely crazy cool. And Jake was so knowledgeable and in control that he answered each question as they came. No stumbling or grasping for the answers, he knew exactly what he was talking about. And it comes as no surprise, as he has an exotic animals license, in addition to working with his safari animals every single day. Jake also unveiled an adjacent, on-site housing renovation that he is completing soon, which may become available for party rentals and other big group gatherings in the future. It certainly would be the perfect stay for any group looking to be close to the greatest local safari attraction in Southeast Georgia. So, all in all, I made the right decision to take that random trip on Wednesday to the Wild Georgia Safari Park. It took all of 30 minutes to get there from Statesboro, which was perfect. And afterwards, I noticed that the entire experience distressed me after I had completed it all. So, whether you're looking for the perfect weekend family getaway to take together, or simply needing some extra mammal zen in your life, the Wild Georgia Safari Park is the perfect destination for both. Now, who wants to help me lure Fred into my local delights box? Sorry, Jake. But we have to enroll Fred into some media training before the presidential run begins. I know you'll understand. Bye, GC friends. Brandon. For more information on the Wild Georgia Safari Park, please visit their website at https://www.wildgeorgiasafaripark.com/.follow the Wild Georgia Safari Park on Facebook and Instagram, as well as at Wild Georgia Safari Park. Catch up on Season 1's local delights. 1. Spring into Statesboro. 2. The S&S Greenway Trail. 3. Mural Mania. 4. A Get Fit Tour for Workaholics.